USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden will visit the southern border Sunday. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said Biden is eager to talk to local officials and Border Patrol agents during his visit to El Paso. Kirby defended Biden's recent crackdown on illegal border crossings, saying the president is trying to strike a balance between opening legal paths to migration while curbing illegal activity. Biden spoke to newly elected Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy on Saturday. Biden also saying in a statement that he is prepared to work with Republicans and said voters made clear they expect Republicans to be prepared to work with him as well. Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is posting on social media for the first time since he suffered cardiac arrest, making a routine tackle during the first quarter of Monday Night Football earlier in the week. Hamlin said on Instagram that the love he has received has been overwhelming and that he is thankful for everyone who prayed and reached out. A Virginia teacher is showing improvement after being shot in the chest by a 6-year-old student on Friday. Newport News School Superintendent Dr. George Parker says the community is hurting.
Today our students got a lesson in gun violence and what guns can do to disrupt not only an educational environment but also a family, a community.
Students were eventually released to their families after an hour-long lockdown. Prince Harry's new autobiography is receiving criticism even before its release.
The British royal family has gone silent after excerpts from Prince Harry's book have leaked. The memoir, written by the estranged prince, alleges that Prince William got into a physical altercation with Harry about his relationship with actress Meghan Markle. Harry also said his father, King Charles, begged his sons to not make my final years of misery about their father marrying Queen Consort Camilla. The book, titled Spare, hits stores Tuesday. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
A former University of Southern California official will spend 6 months in prison for her role in a college admission scandal. The scheme saw Donna Heinel help push through fake athletic recruits in exchange for donations to the school. Prosecutors said Heinel received over $1 million in payments to USC athletic funds from families. It's a world record that he probably didn't want to achieve.
Elon Musk secured the Guinness World Record for the largest loss of personal fortune in history. Since November, he lost about $182 billion based on an estimate by Forbes. The magazine says the loss in net worth is largely due to the poor performance of Tesla's stock. The money hit Musk is taking far surpasses the previous record holder, Japanese tech investor Masayoshi Son. He'd lost nearly $59 billion in 2000. I'm Kenneth Burns.
Megan is taking the second spot at the weekend box office as Avatar: The Way of Water continues to dominate. Universal's horror comedy about an artificially intelligent doll that develops self-awareness after building a connection with a young girl is expected to bring in $27 million. The Avatar sequel is likely to earn $40 million in its fourth weekend. Billy Idol is ready to rock on the Walk of Fame. The funk pioneer received his star along the iconic stretch of Hollywood Boulevard Friday. The British rocker boasts more than 9 top 40 singles in the U.S., including Cradle of Love and Money Money. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.